Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you, from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
The Daily Migs Show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. Let's play Beat Migs.
Beat Migs, don't be a loser.
Ready to beat Migs. I know Brad from Port Orchard is. Brad, are you there?
Yep.
And Brad, did you by chance listen to the cheat sheet during the men's room at 5:40 yesterday?
Well, I listened to the men's room, but I don't hear the cheat sheet.
That's fine. That's fine. I love that you listen, but you're also a man of integrity.
All right, Brad is ready to go. Steve, that means you got to get out of here.
Bye-bye.
For those playing at home, our contestant Brad will have 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you will only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
Yes, I am.
What is Winnie the Pooh's favorite food?
Honey.
Correct. How much does it cost to buy a railroad in Monopoly?
$250.
No.
$200.
Yes. What is the tallest building in Seattle?
A Columbia Tower?
It is. How many swimmers are on a medley relay team?
Pass.
Ivan Moody is...
Pass.
On what musical instrument would you find the una corda, sostenuto, and damper?
Excuse me?
A trumpet?
No.
A piano?
Yes. What city were Harry and Lloyd traveling to in hopes to return the briefcase in Dumb and Dumber?
Pass.
Who would be given an APGAR test?
A what?
APGAR. Who would be given an APGAR test?
Pass.
Who moved to Tombstone in 1879, later becoming the Deputy U.S. Marshal of Arizona?
White Earp.
That's correct. And with that, Brad, you got 5 correct.
Right on.
That was a tough one, Taryn.
God, yeah, I feel like the earlier one was kind of tough, too. Maybe it's the 850 is going to be the easy one.
Maybe. I don't think so. There comes the easy one.
In so many ways. Steve?
Yes?
Easy Steve?
Easy
are you
Steve.
Ready?
How'd you guys know my high school nickname?
Are you ready?
All right.
What is Winnie the Pooh's favorite food?
Honey.
Correct. How much does it cost to buy a railroad in Monopoly?
I don't know, 200?
It does. What is the tallest building in Seattle?
It's kitty corner from us, the Columbia Tower.
It is. How many swimmers are on a medley relay team?
5.
No.
6.
No.
9.
No. No. Ivan Moody is the frontman of what band?
5 Finger Death Punch.
He is. On what musical instrument would you find the una corda, the sostenuto, and the damper?
Guitar?
No.
Piano?
Yes. What city were Harry and Lloyd traveling to in hopes to return the briefcase in Dumb and Dumber?
Tukwila.
No.
I have no idea. Los Angeles.
Nope.
New Orleans.
No. Well, who would be given an APGAR test?
Babies.
Yes. Who moved to Tombstone in 1879, later becoming the Deputy U.S. Marshal of Arizona?
Sheriff Joe?
No.
Is that Wyatt Earp?
It is. How many U.S. states have a two-sided flag?
How many U.S. states have a two?
No.
One.
Yes. Steve, with that, You got 8 correct, wow. And that is a win. Yes. 8-5. Sorry, Brad.
Yeah, that's 0-2.
0-2.
Oh, no.
Let's go for 3 next week.
Hey. I'm the best. I'm the best.
The number of swimmers on a medley relay team, Danny, do you know?
Nope.
It's 4.
4.
Back, breast, fly, free.
Oh.
Those are the 4. And then the city that Harry and Lloyd were traveling to was Aspen.
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 Colorado?
Yes. Okay.
With beer flows like wine.
That's so
man,
true.
There's so many lines.
How many times have you watched that movie?
Oh, my God. Over 300.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
One of our coolest, sweetest new additions to the Rock Shop is the I Beat Migs shirt. And you don't have to like go on there and register that you beat Migs. You can just buy it whether you did or not.
Yeah, we don't care if you lie to us.
Yeah, we're totally
your money.
Fine. Head to KISW.com to get it.
The Daily Migs Show.
There was a poll concerning Mother's Day, and it found that 22% of us feel like we don't call our moms enough. So all this week, we're celebrating Mother's Day by calling our moms, and we've been asking questions posed by the Rockaholics. Migs, we're going to chat with your mom after Stone Temple Pilots.
Oh, boy.
All this week, we are celebrating the moms, because it's Mother's Day coming up on Sunday, but we can't do it without the help of our listeners. So all week, we're going to be talking to our moms, but instead of us asking the questions, we want those questions to come from you. So you can text them to 206-803-ROCK. You can leave a voice message and ask it through the Odyssey app. And today, we're getting Mama Migs on the phone.
That's right. We're going to have my mom on. And just like last time and every time, trying to set it up with my mom is impossible. So we're just going to have to just give her a call and hope that she answers. Last time also, a lot of times it goes straight to voicemail or she won't answer. So now we have to leave a voice message.
And then she'll hear it.
She'll hear it.
Hello, we are not available now.
Okay.
Please leave your name and phone number after the beep. We will return your call.
Hey, Mom. Not sure if you're there, but if you are, pick up the phone.
Hello. Hi, sweetheart. How you doing?
We're doing good. How are you doing, Mama?
One day at a time. Getting there, getting there.
Happy Mother's Day, Mom. Nice to hear your voice today.
Thank you, thank you.
We wanted to play or read some of the messages or texts that we've gotten from some listeners and see what your answers are going to be. They have questions for you for Mother's Day.
Oh, okay. I'm here.
All right. So let's, which one should we go with? You know, we'll go with the same one we went with your mom.
Yeah.
All right. Here we go. Are you ready, Mom?
Yes.
Okay. Here we go.
Be honest. Do you have a favorite child?
No. I love both my boys the same.
Oh, Greg's not listening right now. You could be honest.
Mom, if they were both calling you at the same time, though, whose call would you pick up first?
I'd probably pick up Steven's.
That's what's up.
I think he liked that answer, Mom.
Let's go, Mom.
Yeah, because Steven is, you know, he was far away and all, so. Yeah, he was here already this morning. He was here already.
Oh, there
so.
He goes. He's already.
There's the favorite.
Yeah, I got it now. Hey, Mom, okay, this was a text message that somebody texted in. What crazy thing did Steve want to be when he was growing up?
Oh, I'm on a radio show. That's what you always wanted.
Yeah, like a, remember when I dressed up like a sportscaster?
Yes, right, right.
Would you wear a tie and everything?
Yes.
Yeah.
And a microphone.
That's right, everything.
You were manifesting back then, Steven. Yes. Look at you now.
Yeah.
All right, Mom, we got one now. This is another voice message that somebody left for us. Are you ready?
Okay, yes.
Okay.
I have a question for Migs's mom. How obsessed with wrestling was he when he was growing up?
He was very obsessed with it, all these crazy wrestlers and everything. I just didn't want him to get hurt. I was worried.
Do you remember when Greg and I would sometimes put on spandex and pretend to wrestle each other?
Yeah. Oh, yes.
We convinced Mom to buy us biker shorts. And Mom bought them. They went to like Macy's or one of those stores and got us like biker shorts. I don't know why we were able to dupe you into doing that. And then we would put them on when you weren't home, and we would both put them on and be wrestlers, and we'd beat each other up.
Yep. You just loved wrestling and all.
I think Greg just loved beating me up. I don't even think he liked wrestling.
Yeah, right. That's true.
Outside of you and your brother, though, Steve and Mom, were there any other family members that were also into wrestling, or was it just your boys?
Just my boys.
It was just me.
Well, Gregory liked it, but not as much as you.
He grew out of it.
Right.
You're still growing into it.
Yeah, I think we're still waiting for me to grow out of it.
Right. Oh, my God.
All right, we have one that somebody called into the show yesterday. His name is Old Man Kenny, and he had a question for you. So we'll play this one and get your answer. Are you ready?
Yes, go ahead.
I think you guys should ask the hard hitters first. Mom, when were you most proud of me? And then second, what did I do where you were most disappointed in me?
Ooh.
I never was disappointed in him.
I knew that was the answer.
Always very proud. Everything he did with his whole heart, he did it 100%.
Why are you laughing?
You should see your son right now, Mom. He's got his fist up, held high in the air. He's so proud of himself right now.
Yeah, he was. That he was. He would just go 100% on everything.
Did he have a lot of friends?
Yeah, always a lot of friends. Yes, he did.
How many of them were imaginary?
Oh, no. He had real ones.
Yeah.
We love you, Mom. Happy Mother's Day.
Thank you very much. We love you, too.
Thank you for being such an awesome mom.
Oh, and an awesome son. How about that?
Well, yeah, I mean, you know, in order to have such a great son, you have to be a great mom.
Right. Yes. Okay, you little rascal. The Daily Mix
Show. There's a great chat happening online where a Reddit user asked, what is something that instantly makes you lose respect for someone?
Asking my mom if I had imaginary friends might be up there.
There were some awesome replies, so we're going to go straight to the comments at 8:20.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Everyone knows social media is a time suck, and what you're about to hear proves it. If it's online, someone, somewhere has an opinion and is whining about it. So let's get straight to the comments.
There is another wonderful chat happening online brought to you by Reddit.
Yes.
This one, a user asked the question, what is something that instantly makes you lose respect in someone?
I love this.
You can imagine. The replies have been fantastic. So let's go straight to the comments.
And this time we figured we'd have, reading the comments, the most respected man in the world of professional wrestling. And that is the Macho Man, Randy Savage.
Oh, yeah!
He's no longer with us, but he lives in our hearts forever.
And you summoned him for this?
Yes. Well, great. Robot. Macho Man Randy Savage. If you're not familiar with wrestling, then you'll just think that this is an old-sounding dude that's very constipated. But you know what? Let's go with it. Are you ready for the first comment about people who are disrespectful?
Oh, yeah!
Oh, yeah!
Mistreating waitstaff? That pisses me off.
I feel like that one was the number one suggested thing on the Reddit thread.
Huge for me. Huge.
I think everybody says it's a massive, which is funny. Everyone's like, that's a massive red flag if you see somebody being disrespectful to anybody that like is in a customer service situation, especially waiters and waitresses. But clearly there are people doing it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't get how you could be such a jerk to them.
Terrible.
Or you see people like waving at them like aggressively. I'm like, guy, pull it back a little bit.
You know,
you can tell they're busy.
Mm-hmm.
All right, next one.
Littering, especially when a trash can is in sight.
Yeah, one.
I mean, are we still littering in 2025? What is going on?
Yeah, I throw everything out the window.
Ugh, rude.
Napkins, plates. Jeez. What is something that makes you instantly lose respect for someone?
Well, pineapple on pizza.
Oh, God.
Yes.
I would say...
I feel so alone in this situation.
Being unkind to animals.
Yeah.
Anybody that is not kind to animals can...
Suck it.
Yeah.
To quote another wrestler.
Saying that you are a fan of Creed or Nickelback.
Danny. All right,
Danny, was that you?
That was my number one.
I didn't know you were active on Reddit.
Yeah, of course.
What is it for you?
Creed.
Okay.
When someone talks the talk but can't walk the walk.
Oh, yeah. I hate when people can't walk the walk and talk the talk. What does that even mean?
Can you elaborate?
It's such a strange saying.
I don't have any closure on that one.
I lose respect when people use weird sayings. I think the number one for me, it's one of the, especially now that I'm a parent, and I experienced this last night, and I almost got into it with a woman. It drives me nuts when people, either their parents or a guardian or somebody who's like watching over a child, is a complete and utter a-hole to that kid nonstop.
Aww.
Like, I get kids will drive you up a wall. Understandable. But, like, this woman, every time she comes, it's at ballet class, every time she's just a jerk to her child. And I'm like, what is up with? So at one point, like, she got up and was, like, about to, like, yell at her. And, like, a few of us all, like, turned our head and looked at her. And I think she realized, oh, I need to pump the brakes.
Well, and also, don't you realize you're the only one acting like that? Like, maybe you're the weirdo here.
And don't get me wrong. The kid's not the best behaved. But I think the kid's not the best behaved because this person is a douche.
Yeah.
And they just want attention in any way, shape, or form. So they kind of act. And then, like, they're not, like, being a jerk in the class. Like, they're just a little bit more rambunctious than some of the other kids. But they're toddlers.
Yeah.
Yeah, that just drives me up a wall.
Let it go.
I'm just like, you realize, like, this kid, like, you're like the role model to this kid. And you're being a douche to him.
Mm-hmm.
People that are active on Reddit.
Yeah. I don't have any respect for people on Reddit.
When they take photos with their middle finger sticking out, no, it don't make you look tough.
We actually have, like, kind of a tradition on the KISW Bike MS team where we take some pictures with the birds out.
Do you really?
Every year.
Do you have the kids do it, too?
Of course.
Okay.
49ers fan. Come on.
Yeah, yeah. I know they respect that 49ers fan.
Here, here.
Yeah. Especially that one we met at our listener party.
Oh, the worst.
He was such a jerk. He was actually really nice.
He was.
And I had fun talking football with him.
Kim, but where's Creed?
Creed's not on here.
It should be.
Not here. Okay, we got one more. Ready?
Yeah.
If you wear yoga pants everywhere, bitch, put on some jeans.
That is a huge part of my outfit every week.
I feel like that's like a mom uniform.
It is. They got the cell phone pockets in the side. Yes. They're so great.
Even since, like, I gone from buying, like, jeans, like, you know, when she used to go shopping, now it's like I'm buying toddler clothes. Or yoga pants.
The number of black yoga pants that I have in my drawer, it's got to be more than six.
We know what we have to say to that.
Bitch, put on some jeans.
The Daily Mix Show.
There is a disgruntled football fan who is suing the NFL for $100 million. Why would they do such a thing? We're going to tell you what's trending after Beastie Boys. We know that lots of you are just getting up, getting your day moving, and you're trying to keep a tab open on pop culture, and we're going to help out. We're going to tell you what's trending.
What's trending on the Daily Mix Show? What's trending? Let's go. Let's go.
A woman ended up in handcuffs, and it's all thanks to her meth-smoking pet raccoon.
Oh, those raccoons, they love their meth.
Happens all the time. You're going to hear the moment the cops approached her in just a couple minutes. But first, there's a Colorado football fan that is suing the NFL for $100 million. And the reason why? They're claiming emotional distress and trauma after Shedeur Sanders slid to the fifth round in the 2025 NFL draft, ended up with the Cleveland Browns pick number 144.
I'll be honest, when I first saw this story yesterday, I think it was yesterday evening, I was just like, he's suing the NFL? What the hell? I thought it was the Shedeur Sanders and his agent suing the NFL, because I've heard rumors of that. I was like, this is ridiculous. And then I saw it was a fan. I'm like, this is even more ridiculous.
An anonymous plaintiff alleging racial bias, collusion, and defamation by the league.
Huh. Well, I've been trying to sue the Seattle Mariners for 25 years of emotional duress, because I keep thinking they're going to win the World Series, but nobody's taking the lawsuit.
Well, Steve, this is our year. So.
I agree. This is our year. Great win by the Mariners yesterday, man. Whoa. Cal Raleigh, my hero.
He's the best.
All right, let's talk about meth raccoon. I don't know if this is going to be like, you remember we had cocaine bear?
Yes.
Now we could have meth head The raccoon?
Yeah.
Well, this woman in Ohio, she got pulled over for an outstanding warrant. This happened on Monday. And while the cops were arresting her, she has a pet raccoon. She pulled it. They saw the raccoon, and the raccoon had a meth pipe in its mouth. I'm not making this up. In fact, here's the body cam audio from the police officer when he realized that the raccoon had the meth pipe.
The reason I stopped you is you are suspended with a warrant for your arrest.
I am?
The raccoon has her meth pipe.
As what?
Oh, my God.
Her meth pipe.
First of all, I love that the cops, like, I know I'm supposed to be very serious right now, but, I mean, there's a raccoon with a meth pipe in its mouth.
I mean, you can't even make that up. You know what I mean? This is bananas.
Like, this would be like a scene from, like, a Super Troopers movie. Yes. But you'd be like, that would never happen.
Not in real life.
He's playing with a meth pipe right now. Oh, there's no one. He's trying to smoke it.
All right.
So is the raccoon addicted to meth?
Well, take him away from that woman. Give him a better home. Let's get him into rehab.
Or, I don't know, take the pipe away from the raccoon.
Raccoon rehab.
Thanks.
There's no way. All right. Enough fun and games.
Enough fun and games. It's time to arrest you. I think the raccoon's fine, though.
Yes, thank goodness.
Thankfully.
There is a new study that determined the kinkiest state in the entire United States of America is...
Washington.
Nevada.
Okay.
That is 100%. Courtesy of Las Vegas, Sin City. They love a strip club. They love adult entertainment.
But do the locals?
Maybe that's why they live there. They're like, oh, no, not me. But they're just adjacent to all the good times.
I know people who live in like the Nevada area and like, yeah, we never go anywhere near the actual strip. Like, that's just that, unless we have friends visiting, we're not going anywhere near that.
Well, if you're curious, Washington did make the list along with Colorado, Oregon, and Texas. Washington, sixth place. We are the sixth kinkiest.
And I hear part of it's because we have a very strong OnlyFans representation.
Is that for real?
I mean, all the girls I subscribe to are from Washington.
The Daily Mix Show.
How would you like to beat Steve? He has a record of 139 wins, 55 losses, and 35 ties in 2025. 206-803-ROCK is the number to call if you would like to try and beat Migs at 850.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Do you believe you are wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now. And what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Fridman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The revolution redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colon for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.